I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It's Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and Double T97.3.com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyla Brown behind the glass taking care of us. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, thoughts, comments, questions, or you can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline. I've had a couple people call us today. We appreciate it. 806-771-0973 is that number. We did have a question, Gus, that I can't speak fully, you know, confidently on. The difference between the run rule between baseball and softball. I mean, I know the basic points. Obviously, you're playing two less innings from 9 to 7 from baseball to softball. Typically, the run rule, I think the first one you can is in the fifth inning for softball. And then baseball, you're doing typically in the seventh inning. That would be off the top of my head.
Yep, 10 after 7 in baseball.
My knowledge on it.
I believe it is 8 after 5 in softball.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Hope that helps. Thanks for the call. We did get some thoughts yesterday from Tim Tadlock. And you're taking on Houston tonight, starting a three-game set. We'll start off just with his thoughts on taking on Houston.
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, just looking forward to watching the guys compete, looking forward to practice here in a couple hours. And each day is kind of that opportunity to get a little bit better. And guys are competing good, and again, Houston's a good opponent, looking forward to watching the games.
Ryan Free going again tonight as your starter. Coach Tadlock talked about Ryan Free adjusting to being a starter.
Yeah, I mean, so last week we kind of, again, just due to our travel last week, traveling the same days of game and everything, we made the adjustment at that point just for really in the best interest of everybody on the staff, and thought Free could go out and kind of be a opener for us, and thought he handled it just fine. He started a lot of college baseball games in junior college, and I think he's plenty comfortable in that role, and look forward to watching him.
What did you think of his first start as a Red Raider?
Well, the one real hiccup was there in the first inning.
Sure.
It was the three walks and a hit by pitch or whatever, mm-hmm. maybe four free passes, whatever combination that was. And punched out the first guy in three pitches and then lost it and then regained himself and then settled. And there was another run in there. So, you know, most days, a couple runs and four innings should be at least a serviceable mm-hmm. outing. But yeah, you know, him settling in and just finding himself, generally speaking, throw strikes. There's enough experience and moxie, and you know, it may take somebody that's got a little bit of tough mindedness to pitch in this mess, because you're going to give up a 370 foot fly ball to left center field or 385 to center that goes about 420. Mm-hmm. I mean, this mess. Now, I will say this. I haven't gotten an exact feel for – I know it's coming out of the south. If it's a true south, that'll be blowing in from right field. Mm-hmm. And so that could change some things. If it rotates a little bit more out of the southwest, which is where our typical wind is, it changes everything. Yeah. Like from there to there changes everything. Not even a 90 degrees all the way over here. That would change things a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit of salt on cereal. A little bit changes it dramatically.
Yes, that's a good analogy there. So if this thing's truly blown out of the south, A, I'll be surprised, and B, it won't help offense as much. But it takes somebody that's tough-minded to deal with what they may be dealing with here this weekend, because it sounds like the bigger wind is tomorrow, thank goodness. I mean, and that's big sarcasm from me. Like, crap. But you try to make this into a home field advantage. But, he's fine. And I think it also sets up for some right-left or some left-right funkiness if you get into this game and get to play it to your script, that you get to you get to maybe create – I don't want to go full-on douchetter, but you get to create some different looks within a game. And then, and all this is to set up Kyle Robinson tomorrow, obviously.
Well, you said that sarcastically, but I thought you could have done it non-sarcastically too, because if you were – I would think if you were going to pick the starter right now that was for sure going to deal with adverse conditions, I would think with how he's played this year and nailing down his spot where other people's haven't, and you've still seen some change on the mound from rotation to starting, that it would be on Saturday because it's Kyle Robinson, who I think, from your starting arms has given you the most consistency. So I know you said that sarcastically.
Sure.
But if you wanted to change it from non-sarcastically, I would.
No.
I think there'd be some weight to that.
Yeah, I think the and what I mean by the douchetter thing is the idea of Free being there for a couple times through the order and then coming back with somebody that's very different. Mm-hmm. And my guess, pure guess, would be that the pairing could be, and again, if you got a lineup that's really stacked right-handed to left-handed or whatever, this might change a little bit, but mm-hmm. I would think that an interesting kind of contrast pairing for Free might be of the bullpen guys might be Trenton Parrish. Mm-hmm. A lot of right-handed breaking ball on top of Free, who can get the fastball to the top of the zone and do some things, and so it's like a different look. So I would think that in the perfect world he goes out and commands six or seven innings, maybe a lot to ask, but that he would be able to go out and get through the order a couple times and then hand it to maybe Parrish. And again, that's just my guess. I think they're if you're trying to do the douchetter thing and think of two guys that would follow each other in the same game and create a different look, that might be it.
Speaking of the bullpen, with Free moving to a starting role, obviously that changes up some things from the bullpen. Coach Tadlock mm-hmm. talked about that as well.
Yeah, so what it does is, like, even just as recently as Tuesday, you're talking about in a 10-run game, you got to see some guys, as in Carson Ball hadn't been on the mound, Chandler Coe hadn't been on the mound a whole lot, Isaiah Rhodes, and then obviously you go to Parrish, Rogers, Sanders, Bridges, Lysak. I mean, it presents an opportunity for all those guys. All those guys have the ability to go get outs, and so presents, Huffling. I'm leaving somebody out in there, I'm sure. But it really presents a great opportunity for guys that are in the bullpen, to get some outs late in games, and middle of games if it presents itself, and go pitch some of the innings that Free's been pitching.
Yeah, I think opportunities there for guys to it's going to present itself across 27 innings, especially if we end up, if this wind ends up being what we think it's going to be. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for guys to commit to pitch and go command the moment and elevate their role. I mean, that's
what you're still waiting on in more players than not right now, right? Out of your arm department is some guys still to nail down some things. And there's been like your Sanders and, like you mentioned, yeah. Trenton Parrish. Feels like for the most part what you're going to get out of those guys, a Jacob Rogers type. But yeah, opportunity, the key word in there.
You get down to the bottom of the list, sort of the Wednesday group, that list, that group hasn't commanded much, yeah.
Yeah. It is Tech Talk on Double T97.3. We'll go back in time when we return.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hour number two of Tech Talk. You've got us on Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com.
Keep playing commercials. We're listening for a break. We've got more to talk about. Clint and I retracing the Pharrell Williams.
Oh,
arc.
Man. Which was basically me going through a lot of my junior high to high school
I like it, dude.
Lineage. Not like just that, but certainly a. I mean, if I hear a Pharrell song, there's a 80% chance I'm going to be transported back to high school and junior high back in Kansas.
Good job.
Yeah, which you'd probably surprise you that we had something to actually play music in Kansas, but we did. You know, we found
there were some old 8-tracks laying around.
Our ham radios work great. Hey, how about this? Just announced a few hours ago, one Mac McClung named the 2023-24 NBA G League Kia MVP.
I like it. Yeah. I want that to translate to NBA time for him, yeah. Which, I mean, it'd be fun to see him and Culver and all those dudes kind of get some roster traction. And I don't know enough about it to know what if that's a pipe dream or whatever, but I love it for McClung. And you love it for those dudes because, A, they're you know, they, I mean, and probably this is probably the most important part of it, and it's something we've sort of talked about with all this portal stuff, mm-hmm. but it's a guy who identifies himself with us.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know, like, claims uh-huh. us, claims the Red Raiders, does
picked
good things.
Him in the bracket.
Right. It's mm-hmm. what Mahomes did. Well, Mahomes, you know, he played here the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what we've talked about with some of these guys that leave, and young ladies, but when they leave and don't finish their eligibility here, it's going to make it tricky for them to ever come back. You know, mm-hmm. like TJ Shannon's come back, and he's apparently spoken to teams and said, hey, don't leave. You know, it's like, okay, there's – but I mean, just for the most part, it, you know, when we have the 2019 Big 12 Champs baseball reunion, just one quick example, and you got, you know, hopefully Josh Young and Cam Warren and – you know, trip to Omaha and all the things, Big 12 championship, all the things to reminisce about. Hey, Micah Dallas, I know you pitched a lot on the weekends, but yeah.
Well, and like
you left these guys and you know, butt hurt with the coaching staff and all that stuff, so you're probably not invited back. 2019 Texas Tech basketball reunion. Hey, Chris Beard, that's okay. You stay. Like, we're going to have a reunion without the coach someday, you know, yeah. maybe a long, long,
we,
long time.
We honor
from now.
This team minus.
Well, do you want him here?
No.
I mean,
no,
you're going to parade his fat rear end out in front of a football game?
And only if you said, you know what we want to do when we remember this team is we want to hear a bunch of boos.
Right. And you don't want that at all.
You want
a celebration.
And the other side of that too, Gus, is like when you have the one-year guys who may be in there, you're here, right? Like – grad transfer or transfer in and they're only here for a season, like a McClung was, you know, not that they are trying to forget their year here or anything like that, but will they claim you as much as like McClung has? And maybe this is unfair, but like another example that I can think of on the other side where I don't think there was, you know, any animosity towards his, or I should say there, because there's two of them in this class, in their year here or anything like that. And maybe it's because they didn't just make a huge dent on the court either, but like a TJ Holyfield or a Chris Clark, right? Like,
well, no, they were
guns for hire.
They were fine, but yeah. That
guns for hire.
Sure. And it, you know, and it's almost like they can kind of earn a bigger place if they want it by coming back around.
Mm-hmm.
Who's arms, Adonis Arms, one and done guy, but who's back all the time?
Made a huge impact, and you see him all the time.
And he's
yes.
back, yeah.
Yes.
And we can talk about a one, you know, some other one and done guys, that, mm-hmm. and you just named a couple of them that, you know.
And I'm not saying, I don't know what their situation is where, and maybe this isn't fair because they didn't make as big of an impact on the court or something like that. Maybe that's the reason. But you have kind of both sides of the tail there, or, you know, both sides of the coin. There's what I should say, where you maybe have a guy who did finish his 1 year here and you're like, okay, that's like we think of him like McClung as a Red Raider.
Right.
And obviously you have the big ones, and I was staying away from like Matt Mooney and Tariq Owens because, I mean, they have a – and I'm not trying to discredit them or anything. It's more of they're like the easy answer, right? Because made huge impact. They're here all the time. Everyone loves – Tariq Owens, and everyone loved Matt Mooney, right?
And they come back around.
Yes.
Big part of it.
This.
A lot of, and the other to leave this thought.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The other defining component here Mike Adalas pitched here 3 years, pitched at A&M the final year. But it's like the last year is the one that matters the most.
Sure.
Without an odd set of circumstances. And we may be dealing with one odd set of circumstances in that TJ Shannon's coming around here these days and going, hey, don't leave, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, not that he's apologizing for it, because his deal was fraught with, you know, a coaching deal that was worse at the time than we all realized.
Mm-hmm.
But
and his move was so different in the same year than Kevin McCuller, who handled that move terribly, and then on top of it went to an already kind of villain type school, right? And also how he left was just, that's where you had some of the animosity, I would think, where Shannon, when he left, didn't have that same kind of system. It was, I guess he also, though, to be fair, you know, wasn't he the one who was in the portal, like on the plane on the way back, but never hid again. And like you said, the more we learned about that situation, the more we're like, okay, I get it. A lot of us would have done that if we were a student athlete too.
And his beef ends up being less about Texas Tech and more with that specific coach.
Yes,
which again kind of makes it a little bit easier to stomach, especially when that coach is someone that in the end we aren't necessarily embracing, at least as we move on in time. That, to me, we all wish ill upon him, but it's not like, well, that coach had a beef with Tim Tadlock. Well, you know, unless something really changes here over the next few years, you lose in that conversation. You know, Tim's going to get the benefit of the doubt. Or for example,
it's turned into you remembering year one of the players that brought you a Sweet 16 and a very fun season. Speaking of Adonis Arms and that group of guys, but you are absolutely trying to forget the year that followed.
All right.
Yeah. We got this on the chat line. Hey, Nasty Viking, KU sucks. All caps. We'll get some more thoughts off the Yates Flooring Center chat line when we come back. We'll also get a play of the day. It's Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that. Welcome there. On the chat line. When can I hear someone pick my Wolf Pack, both girls and guys in the Final Four? Oh, ye of little faith. I am certainly pulling for them.
Sure.
Both counts. This on the chat line, I was also instructed I need more Ric Flair on the woo for the Go Wolf Pack. I don't have a good – you have a good flair? You seem like you've got a good flair deep down in you. You just got to find – you got to pull out in your soul.
It's good.
Look down, reach in the depths where the wheel and deal and Ric Flair is down there.
You know, TCU's –
pull it out for the woo.
TCU's sort of famously their ballpark. You know, Vanderbilt had the Whistler. TCU there for a while. I mean, it's been 10 years ago. They had the Woo Birds. It was the whole stadium sitting around doing that bleepity bleep. I'm not a fan, dude. Because it's one of those things.
It's Woo Bird season.
A lot of money, dude.
Gus has a license. This on the chat line. Shelly said, wind is swirling, Gus. It's not straight in.
I hear you, girlfriend, but I got to get to the ballpark and see the flags.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really saying that to say that's all that really matters about the wind. For, you know, that's the only relevant. Because if you just tell me, well, it's blowing 25, I'm like, all right. And then it's blowing 25. I don't care if it's north, south, east, or west, although it's going to be cold if it's blowing on the north, and it's not. It was on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
as we all will remember. I need to see it in the ballpark and see the flags, because there's the conversation about how it's going to play.
I hear your girlfriend was not a phrase I was expecting to hear today. I liked it.
That's our people right there, yeah, man.
No, no Come doubt. On. I didn't say I didn't like it. I wasn't. My ears weren't prepared. This for the baseball or this. Yeah, for the baseball team. Sorry, they just need to calm down and find themselves. They will be okay. Make a late run.
You're talking about the.
Oh, like Red I said, Raider is the
baseball team.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was for. Yeah. I got confused. I thought
that's
that was
right.
for the.
Oh, I like that. That's a good plan. I like what you said, and that's exactly right. I got to
recalibrate my brain for a second.
This is a this. You know, I'm not saying this is any better time than any other, but you want to try to capture as many wins as you can at home because the ones on the road are tough, and there's plenty of those ahead. In fact, after this weekend, there will be more road than home left in terms of conference games. I believe that's right. Is that right?
I wasn't going to argue the stats. So
yeah, that's right, because I think that all that would leave are two conference series after this weekend. So yep, stand by the statement.
Stand by the statement. This from GHM Financial. College softball 8 after 5. High school softball 10 after 5. Some smaller high school districts have a 15 after 3.
After 3,
which
yeah.
if you are getting beat by 15, thank goodness. Yeah,
just that's exactly right.
Don't even play the next one. I'm just kidding. That was mean. Just kidding. Tech has a bunch of good players. They're young and need to settle in a bit. They got this.
Let's do it. I like it.
This on the chat line. Shelly said, the best nerd song, Perfect Defect. I would love to hear it, but you have to get the clean version. Truth.
Okay.
This on the chat line. By the way, last time a radio host called me out, I made him eat his words. I made Level eat his words about pot roast. I introduced him to the Carolina style.
Really?
Hmm.
Wait, what?
I love the pot roast.
Give me some context. What'd I say?
I really do. I like the leftover pot roast sandwich.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. Most of the time, though, a pot roast can be bland if you don't do it right. Like, salt is your friend in that scenario.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Kyler, please give us your play of the day.
Me with absolute conviction, and that said something quite impressive. Tom, take it away.
Here's the fly ball. Hold on 1 second. Back goes Brantley to the wall, and Adolis Garcia has hit another home run. Impossible. His fifth in the last 4 games. He owns Houston. John, get your MVP ballot ready.
Yes. Pennsylvania.
You can use marker. Adolis Garcia, his second home run of the game. His fifth over the last 4 games. And he's driven in 20 more than any player ever prior to the World Series.
Had to throw it back to Game 7 of the ALCS in honor of the Rangers and Astros series. And honestly, I think the best part of that entire video was that lady in the back. You see,
she's wearing it out. And she,
speaking of the awesome. Woo birds, like
she's close to the crowd mic, and you getting that gnat sound and just yelling nonstop. I like it.
I swear the first 4 woos she knew when he was talking because they would like they started at the same time. woo, man, she was.
And there's a big difference between woo bird woo and our boy at the NASCAR track.
Woo-hoo, I'm fast at life.
That guy, that's way different. That's a way different kind of woo.
It's more, it's not a woo, because there's a W in the woo. His is almost an EU, because it's like, EW! Like,
go.
Almost saying that's, you, but you don't.
That's why his is vastly,
get that Y-ish.
Vastly superior.
Oh, man.
Vastly superior.
They're going fast and left. That's fun. Good job, Kyler. Great play. This from Bullfighter. He agrees. Give this man a raise. Producer of the month.
Solid.
Yeah. I'll take my bow. Thank you, Bullfighter. Thank you.
What do you think of this series? I like that you start off with a 4-gamer between the two, between the Rangers and Astros.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Talk about diving in, man.
Yeah.
And it's seven of the next 10.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's, it's this series, a series in between, and then you're back in Houston.
Yeah, for three next week, mm-hmm. and I think it's a 4-3-3, but yeah, it's, one thing about it, it sparks the season. You know, we're about to be post-college basketball, which MLB is not making their schedule thinking about that, but just in terms of turning our eyes toward the summer, mm-hmm. towards the baseball season, that's one way to do it.
I've got my eyes obviously on who wins and who does better over these next couple of series, but the thing that I mainly have my eye on is that animosity side, like mm-hmm. with that play that you just played,
absolutely,
with Garcia. Is there if he hits a long ball in game one tonight, are there any words going around? Is there any tension? Is there, what is the situation?
Is sure.
Yes. Was it something that was just never dropped? And has it been something that's festered? Because since that play, the Rangers went on and also won the World Series. So I'm here for it.
Absolutely. It sets a fun backdrop to the weekend, and let's go. I mean, let's go.
Like maybe let's not Absolutely. Go Rangers Devils from yesterday.
No, where no,
as soon
no.
as
we
that
don't need
first
a line
pitch
ball,
happens,
huh?
you know, but, you're throwing at someone no. the first pitch and, but, 10 people get ejected. But let's –
Yeah, I mean, if Adolis
– Sports hate, baby.
Yeah, if Adolis or Bregman or one of those dudes pimps the snot out of a home run tonight, dude, it could be on. Mm. You know, it could be really on.
You know that's right, girlfriend. It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3.
Podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Kyler Brown behind the glass. Hey, something we didn't get to yesterday that came out. I'm just curious on your thoughts about it. I feel for the A's fans. I really do. There's their entire situation that's unraveled 100%. The past couple of years. Just flat out blows for them. Yesterday, it was announced, for two seasons before the A's get to Vegas in 2028, they'll be playing their home baseball games in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. It's down the road. It used to be a... I think that used to be a Triple A ballpark, I believe.
Exeter Park or something like that.
Ugh. It's a tough deal, man.
Yeah.
Tough deal for all parties, than the rich guy who owns it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And Vegas. They don't.
Well,
and
I say that, it's a tough deal. It's a tough deal for those who are caught in the middle, which is usually the fans on this kind of stuff, or mm-hmm. like when there's a strike, or when it hadn't gotten very far. But if the Chiefs and Royals start going, hey, there's some real estate in West Palm Beach, we could become the West Palm Beach Royals or the St. Louis Royals or the Kansas St. Louis Chiefs or something ridiculous like that. That you go, who's caught in the middle on this?
Mm-hmm.
As the, whoever,
right.
Hunt, and this is all hypothetical, but if Hunt decides to wage a full-on battle with the the politicians and whatever of the area, it's like, guess who gets caught in the middle? All of us.
My prediction in that mess is that Chiefs will work it out. They'll find a way to stay.
Somebody's going to Kansas.
The Royals, I think, are going to
Somebody's
Kansas.
About to be the Overland Park.
Yes.
Royals.
Yes.
Although it could still be the Kansas City Royals.
Right.
But then that if there will be some event tax and that kind of stuff that'll go across the river.
Well, and you had like the Dallas mayor yesterday, like, hey, come back home, original Dallas Texans.
Absolutely.
We got room for
I would
for
do
you.
It. I would absolutely do that.
Oh, I would. If I was the mayor too, I would make that pitch.
And he's trying to get him to come back to Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, come back to the Cotton Bowl. Now, mm-hmm. It's just him talking, but he's playing a hand there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well, and he's talked about for a couple years now that he would love to see two franchises in the area and one come to the exact spot that you're talking about.
Sure.
If either of them move, though, I mean, they're not moving away from the area.
No.
Not moving away from the fan base or anything like that in that scenario where they have right now, because they do have a pocket, like you're mentioning, in Overland Park. Seen some Olathe stuff and just the Kansas City, Kansas side in general, all in that area. I mean, have been wanting this forever, and would welcome that with open arms and make that move very easy. And then you're also not like, well, what if we move to a brand new area and the great people in California don't love our franchise, or the great people in Texas don't actually want to root for our franchise. But
painful.
Yeah, that's an odd scenario too. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll be watching the Tech game on TV, drinking free Coors Light tall boys.
Free ones. Free. Nice.
That's my favorite kind.
Hopefully there's a good result tonight and all weekend.
Shelly said,
regardless, have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Shelly said, it made my day, Gus. Y'all my people too. Florida nails up windows and leaves the state. We play baseball.
Nah.
And this on the chat line, in Tohoka, the wind is blowing northwesterly.
Ooh.
Robert said, I don't think KU sucks. I am indifferent with them. Yeah, there you go. Again, Red Raider baseball coming up tonight at 6 o'clock against Houston. Let's get another thought from Coach Tadlock. He mentioned or talked on how his team has developed this year.
Yeah, I think, I mean, anytime you're between game 20 and 30, I think you're going to roles are going to start being defined. Lineups are going to kind of start settling in. Guys that are competing to play each day, kind of there's a real clear-cut deal there. Like, you know, if somebody's going to jump in there and maybe a matchup deal. And so I think as you go, the game kind of tells you how they're growing. And you can – the numbers tell you. And the games tell you. And so it's kind of a fun time of year.
And he may be there may be – and he's exactly right that this thing starts to sort of narrow itself down. And he may have also talked about guys competing and still fighting for jobs versus – and there may have been a little code in there. I'm not suggesting names, but just of the dudes, of there could be some dudes starting to shut it down and check out, and you know, I'm not playing, so I'm getting in the portal, that kind of stuff. You never know.
Yeah.
But who's still buying in and versus, you know, who hadn't played in a while or whatever, or lost their job, and who's doubling down on the work versus, you know, texting mommy and wanting to come home and that kind of stuff. So who knows? But that could have been the code. That could have been some part of that code there. Maybe not.
What are you expecting? Speaking of which,
he would never say it as bluntly as I did. Sure. Nobody's naming names here, so there's nothing to that.
What are you expecting out of the lineup this weekend? I mean, between Stripling and then, like, you know, saw Bazell play a little third. Like, is that happening again on Saturday?
That is kind of interesting.
Bravo Woodcocks in the outfield.
You know, they're throwing two left-handers. And what I don't know about those two left-handers, because sometimes really tough left-handed breaking ball guys can be really tough on left-handed hitters, certain left-handed hitters, because
mm-hmm.
They just haven't seen them, and it's same side and all that dynamic. And so there could be some platoon stuff, you know, maybe a Maxi getting some reps at a DH or something, or in that midweek game, or maybe a game three that a Bazell does get a DH flip to go, so you can stack a couple of extra right-handers in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the day that he's not catching, something like that. That may be part – that could be part of it, because the two left-handed starters could be intriguing.
It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. I sense a Four Non Blondes song coming on in the next segment. Keep it right here in Double T 97.3.
It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Happy Friday. Hope you got a great weekend in store for you. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. Clint Scott, Chuck Hines, Kyler Brown behind the glass Red Raider Baseball coming up after we're done at 6 o'clock right here on Double T 97.3. We also have Friendship Baseball there at Midland High. Sunny 97.7, that's a 6:30 start time. Choice Woodman on the call for that. 7 o'clock, 100.7 the score. It's Lubbock Cooper Baseball at home against Abilene High as they take on the Eagles. And then you'll join Astros at Rangers in Progress at 8:30. This from John Rothstein about 9 minutes ago. Kansas State has offered Jerome Tang a contract extension following today's interest from Arkansas. And, of course, noting back, Tang is currently at the top of the Razorbacks list to replace Eric Musselman. It's getting interesting over in Manhattan, Chuck. Very, very interesting.
What would be better for them to pay a lot of money to Tang and still not get to another Final Four since, like, 1956? Or would it be for them to lose Tang to Arkansas and then try to hire somebody else and miserably fail?
Yeah, and that's where I was going with this question.
I think it's 56. I'm not sure. It's been more recent than Missouri.
Like who are they calling? Because there's a couple other names that have been thrown out, and could you get them? Like, could you pry a Will Wade away from McNeese State?
And he was a big cheater.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what a name that was when he was thrown around with Arkansas. You know, you said that with Kelvin Sampson doing things illegally that's legal now. Like, that was Will Wade. And Will Wade has, at least from a snapshot view, bouncing back at McNeese State, shown in today's college basketball world that he can still compete and is still, I mean, he's a younger coach in the grand scheme of things. He can, again, with McNeese State in that level, can get a team to a tournament. So, is that a route they go? Do they try to keep an assistant that is on Tang staff right now, if that were the case? And I'm just interested because it's so late in the game compared to everyone else.
Because they're little brother.
Portal. Yeah, I don't think they will either.
They're trying to.
It's just not a whole lot of options at this point already, because most of the other schools have gone through the hiring process, and you've seen the Pat Kelseys get snatched up, and you've seen a Dusty May get snatched up. And that's not even to say if those guys were still at Charleston and still at Florida Atlantic that they would say yes to Kansas State.
See,
I'm not saying they would say no, but
if Steve Henson had been more successful, they could have gotten him.
He's
not been successful, I don't think.
I'm very...
Excuse me,
Andy Kennedy?
1964 for K-State.
Okay.
So 60 years.
Yeah. To your original question, I would think, you know, if they have the funding to do so, I mean, if he says yes to it, pay him to keep him there. Because the problems that I think are right now, if you were to lose him, you're also looking at even more people in the portal. And like I said, like one guy who's already committed, does he immediately say goodbye? You're immediately taking any progress that you had with the portal and with your recruiting at this point and probably starting it over.
Every program's going to start over every year, unfortunately. Everyone.
I agree, but what would hurt them is everyone else – and their staffs and their programs that have their guy or have a guy returning, I mean, they have a leg up on you, right? Because they're not going back to, you know, the first step of recruiting transfers and all that if Tang were to leave. That would not bode well over in Manhattan if that were to be the case. So, answer your question, I would think if you can get him to pay him, I think he's a good coach. The other side of that, too, is if you do pay him, are you going to deal with this a lot more in the future when other jobs open up? Or is that – would you be able to throw out a number that could convince him to be like, maybe I don't shop around the next couple of years or next 3 years or whatever the case may be with the contract extension?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. That's their problem.
This on the Yates – Flooring Center chat line. This year proved there aren't receivers that can catch for Mahomes.
Yeah, you know what my response to that was? Back-to-back Super Bowls. Case closed. Suck it, Steve.
I will say,
three Super Bowls. They've been to four, and they've won three.
Do you think that this nails down receiver in the first round, though? I mean, you get, what, Marquise Brown in free agency.
They could trade up.
Yeah, that's true.
They could trade up. But, I mean, I think I saw where Mecole Hardman's been spending a lot of time in Kansas City. I mean, he could come back.
Wouldn't hate it. I mean, need reliable guys with him if you are to make it back for the three-peat. But I agree with what you say with still wins the Super Bowl, but you would like to improve that position group from last year.
Yes, but you won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I know.
You won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I got the T-shirt to prove it. Okay.
I got the hat. I went with the hat. I liked the hat.
Okay. Are you a hat guy?
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically outside of the station, I'm a...
You're a hat guy?
I'm a hat guy. I have more hats that I don't wear than I do.
That is an issue.
That is an issue. Mm-hmm. It's like I have the same three hats that I wear all the time, but yet I keep getting more hats. I'm like, oh, I like that one. Ah, there you go, right on the little hat rack there inside the closet door. Mm-hmm. So it is a problem. Final four, we kind of got into this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said who you're rooting for. Who do you have as your champions coming out? Now, of course, the men's national championship will be on Monday.
I have UConn. I didn't do a bracket for the women.
Sure, but I'm just from what your expectation is.
I have UConn winning.
Both of them?
Well, let's see. This morning on Upon Further Review, I picked UConn to win by 7 over Iowa. Jeff picked by 2, and Jamie picked Iowa by 9. Jamie picked South Carolina to win by 22 over NC State.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty bold.
Yeah, that's going to make our resident Wolfpack fan probably disagrees with that.
I picked North Carolina State to beat Purdue. I was the only one of our little triumvirate that did that.
Yeah. That's who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for North Carolina State in both. But
and I have UConn winning by 15 over Alabama.
Yeah. I've got I'm rooting for North Carolina State in both of them. I think UConn wins it, though, in both. So rooting for both in one and expecting a win for both from the others, which is wild that in a Final Four you have two programs with their men's and women's team in the Final Four. That's wild. It is Tech Talk. Hey, get us your questions in for Ask Tech Talk, brought to you by Visual Edge IT. We'll do that next here on Double T 97.3.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at Double T 97.3.com.